I'm not sure why, but you're listening to The Grelly.
Welcome to The Grelly. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and we have a special treat for you today. So I'm on vacation, so as a result, today's episode has nothing new for me. I've recorded 0 seconds. We're going to feature all kinds of classic songs from the past season of Tony's show. Most of these did not air. In fact, I'd be surprised if any of them aired. And these are just some of the highlights from this past season that I found as I went looking through littlesongs.net. Hope you enjoy this and appreciate this little break. I'm hopefully somewhere on a beach right now, relaxing and not thinking about jingles. But you get the pleasure to do that while I'm gone. So first, I want to get right into it here. I have two songs from two of the more unheralded jinglers in our little coterie. So first, this is the inimitable Brad Weiss with Only the Good Die Young. And this is a song about Uber drivers not knowing their way in D.C., coming in there from Virginia and all that stuff. Tony complaining about that. And then Steve Lipton, who was once the turnaround king of the show, who could whip out a jingle. That sounded pretty bad. Who could churn out a jingle in just a few minutes and have it on the show before the show was even over. So he had a great take on Tony's mural. So here we have Brad Weiss about Uber driving and Steve Lipton about murals for nothing.
They come from Virginia but don't know the way. Those damn Uber drivers are making me wait. They're not like the taxis from 1958, whose drivers were more astute. You might have heard I run with the 1% crowd. We're all kind of pretty, no you're not allowed. If you think I'm self-centered, well just turn it down. To criticism I'm immune, but I do hope that you'll die soon. That's what I said. I do hope that you'll die soon. I hope that you'll die soon. I want some art for free.
Ha! Listen here, America. This is how you do it. When you wanna get some art for free, I'm putting the word out on my podcast. I need an artist to come work for me. It's hardly even working, so get out here and do it. Paint a mural on the wall for free. It ain't worthy of me parting with my money, and you'll be getting good publicity. We got to record podcasts by the dozen. What Chad is facing insolvency. We got to move Coach Williams Burgers. This restaurant's failing miserably.
You're all for nothing. I want art for free. You're all for nothing.
Be quiet, Gene.
I want art for free.
Yeah, I want that. I want that.
You're all for nothing.
Holy mackerel. I forgot how good Brad Weiss and Steve Lipton are. Their voices are just in perfect form right now. Those were amazing performances, guys. Thank you so much. back when I was in college in my little improv troupe, one of my signature things was that I would never laugh at anything, at least not at my own material. But with this podcast, I'm just basically sitting here telling jokes to myself. So times have changed. So if you couldn't tell, that was not Brad and Steve, though they did, for the most part, write those jingles. I will now transition to the actual Not Jerry content. I couldn't but help but do that there. So anyway, on the topic of Brad, looking back through Little Songs, Brad had an incredible year. Most of us were slacking off or parting ways or going whatever on our own paths. But Brad turned out just hit after hit after hit. It's a shame that a lot of these don't make the show. So the first one I thought was brilliant, this Beatles parody of Nowhere Man, Golfing Fan, and get some good digs at Tony about yakking too much about golf and put everybody to sleep. And then I have Wild Night queued up here from Brad, which is another great one about, you know, the wild night at Tony's house, which is, you know, going to bed at 8 o'clock, and has a really great, I mean, just really cut me up, the chorus. You'll know what I'm talking about when we get to it, about the end of the night. And then another Beatles song. Brad is big into the Beatles and always does a great job with these. And the lyrics in all these are just so damn funny. But the last one is I Shill, which is a take on Tony selling out and doing all the ad reads. So I hope you enjoy some real Brad Weiss and that you become familiar with this material. It's wonderful.
He's a real golfing fan. All the time he talks to Sans, telling all his golfing plans to nobody. Zosia Grass or Kiki U tells us when they start to bloom. No, he's not a bit like me and you. Golfing fan, keep yakking. Half your audience is napping. Golfing fan, it's your show. I guess that's your plan. Count in your boat shoes. Make sure you've got extra. Cowboy Woodley Red. Drink some at the sink. Can't turn on the game. Your screen's plastered with gazebos. And the weather this year ruined your tomatoes. Your garbage cans are stacked so neat. Lots of parking right on your street. 8:45, you're fast asleep. Slowly dying, dying. Ooh-wee. Wild night at Tony's. The post would not permit it, and you once found it shrill. But those days are long since over. Now you regularly shill. Briefs from MeUndies would be lovely. Where is my pair of socks? Guys with a factory, they sell Harry's. Mattress came in a box. And should you need a ratchet to fit a narrow space, Lowe's has got your tools handy. Is our sponsor Necco Candy and La Cheesery for Sansi is one. All these things I shill.
I'm not exaggerating when I say that may be one of my favorite jingles ever. It's just so funny, and it's such a great, smart takedown of Tony and all the ad reads. This next one, it's such a shame this didn't air. It's a brilliant idea, and it's just executed flawlessly. This is a collaboration with Robert and Luke. And it's a parody of the classic Like Mike commercial about another character that's very popular on Tony's show, that he often talks about, another basketball player, a little bit less talented than Michael Jordan, maybe not in his own mind, but in reality. So this is Like Dwight.
Sometimes I dream
that he is me.
Without the crippling buttocks injury.
Never grow up.
18's load up.
Real good.
Dwight, if I could be like Dwight.
Wait, Dwight Howard?
Dwight, if I could be like Dwight.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Be like Dwight. Be like Dwight. Again I try
to mimic this guy.
Crop dusting teammates as I pass them by. Seed planted in 8Xs.
Still cashing them checks.
Okay, stop this. You're grounded. What has happened to my life? All I wanted was to get a dog, but no, she had to go have these kids.
I neglected to credit Luke's kids, Jason Fuse and Jason's daughter, Jamie Julian and Jamie's niece as well. That is just a magical collaboration. It's such a shame that did not make the show. It's so freaking good, and I wish more littles could hear it. But if you're listening, you know the secret, that the best place to find all these good songs is right here. So next, let's see what we got here. Gotta fire up the old Google machine and pull up my playlist. I'm not quite as prepared as usual because, you know, I'm not featuring my own content, so who really cares, right? I mean, it's just whatever. But no, I'm just trying to juggle a few windows here. All right, so next, we've got a mix of material. I've got one that should be familiar to anybody that listens to this show, but certainly anybody that listens to Tony as well. Usually their significant other is not quite as into the content. So John Fitzpatrick, who is just consistently wonderful with Can't Listen to You With My Wife, then Joe Arrow with just a heart-wrenching homage to Kevin Sheehan, and then Dylan, who's always so freaking funny, picked up on that story that Tony told about his grandson and wanting to put him out in the hail to toughen him up the first time that it started hailing when he was around. So these are all just really great, funny songs. No real connection other than I liked all three of them. Congrats, credit to John Fitzpatrick, Joe Arrow, and Dylan for just crushing it with these tunes.
When I'm alone out for a ride, I know that I can hear your podcast. Out on the road where maybe my taste can be just my own, yeah. Ooh, 'cause my spouse doesn't get you, ooh. Let me be perfectly clear with you, I can't listen to you with my wife. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, you know, I just wanna listen to you. I've been a fan for a long time, but with my clan I must withhold you. Ooh, 'cause for those who are near me, ooh, they just can't stand you clearly, so I listen solo every day. Can't listen to you with my wife.
Oh, thinking about the radio years. You were always there for me when the weather was snowy. And I was always amused when you tell me that a grizzly bear just ate a nun. But that's over now. The news just isn't very fun. Your laughter is what we all want when a dude dies in his jetpack. It isn't that hard to believe we miss Kevin. Your forecast is all Tony needs, even though he thinks you're a hack. The colleagues, they all agree we need Kevin.
In the house with Michael's kid, there's a hailstorm rolling in. I know just what we all ought to do. Take the child from Michael's arms, put him outside in the storm. I know he's just gonna love it. I wanna know, have you ever have you ever felt?
earlier in the show, we featured that absolutely magical performance by Steve Lipton about Mural for Nothing. That's one's going to just, you know, that's got some replay value there, folks. But I got two other ones I wanted to share here about murals. And these both involve KJ. The first one is a redo of I Need a Hero and just a wonderful jingle about I Need a Mural. Lots of excitement and energy in this one. Some great lyrics of all the things that Tony wants. And really playing up the bathroom angle, which is nice. And then a collaboration between KJ and Joe Arrow set to a movie soundtrack song, Shallow. So this also is on the same theme, just about pro bono artwork. So enjoy these two wonderful tracks about Tony trying to get somebody to paint his basement at his restaurant for free.
Where's all the cheap work gone? Who will paint your walls for free? Will somebody do it for a bowl of Wilbon's chili? Isn't there an artist who just wants to be seen? Late at night I toss and turn and I dream of everything that I need. I need a mural. I need a mural downstairs right across from the can. And it's gotta be big and it better be free. Come on, man, don't you know who I am? I need a mural. I need a mural right now. Need it painted for free. Just imagine all the exposure you'll get when the patrons go down there to pee. When they go pee.
Tell me something, y'all. How hard is it to paint a wall? I'll give you some free food and a pocket full of gratitude.
Tell you something more. It feels like cheers when you walk through that door. So what is a hit? Come on, you're not helping me stay rich. I'm off the deep end.
What am I doing?
Now all the cash is gone.
Come buy a t-shirt, Lizzie's great dessert.
Paint my wall pro bono now.
I'm the chatter.
So lovely. That was just so wonderful. One of the casualties of this era of jingles and little song parodies is that these songs are often very short because it's really not worth it to put all this energy into something that no one will listen to if it has to get cut off on Tony's show. But I hope that through this podcast and this renewed effort here to get these things going, folks will feel more motivated to do 1.5 minute songs, 2 minute songs. What I was doing last year as I was returning some of these out was, and it took more work, so I'm not necessarily suggesting anybody else follow this advice, but I would record two versions. I would record one that was 1.5 to 2 minutes, and then I would record a tightened version just for the podcast in the hopes that should I pass the arbitrary criteria, that it would fit the 59-second or 60-second limit and be able to air on the show. So that song right there, that deserves a full-length treatment. I hope we can hear that maybe at the next Jingle Fest. I mean, it's just such a lovely song, and it's one that just sounds so good live. I mean, I like all the fake crowd in there and stuff. All right, so next we have Variations on a Theme. This is Representative, and we have two different takes on this idea of Tony yelling for representatives. We have the first one is by Steve Lipton, and this one has a lot of energy, a lot of Steve's vintage chops going here. And then Sean Morrissey with Representative. And this one, Sean performed at Jingle Fest. And again, I have no idea if any of these songs actually aired on Tony's show, which is a travesty. Hopefully at least one or two of these things have squeaked through. But here are two takes on Representative from Steve and Sean.
What you want?
Representative.
That's my Apple ID.
Representative, that's what you shall. Representative, that's your cop out. When you're feeling argumentative and you want to shout an expletive, make sure you shout representative too.
Ah, don't you feel good? That may be one of the finest performances we've featured on this episode today. That's Sean Morrissey with Representative. I feel like Casey Kasem. But yeah, that is just so freaking great. Sean always is another amazing performer. One of the things I look most forward to at the Jingle Shows is Sean's various caricatures and impressions and performances. Next, this is the final segment here. We're going to go out now. I hope you've enjoyed this Negrelli-free Grelli with my periodic DJing over the jingles. So we're going to end it with a collaboration from KJ and Brad. What's Love Got to Do with It? The Season of the Twitch, a spelling bee tribute from Patrick Moffat, and I think this one did air. And then Robert Berg with a sequel to his Reginald the Monkey jingle. I had not heard this one, so I don't know if this made the show for the playoffs or something, but Robert attempted to recapture some of that magic with the Reginald the Monkey jingle, so we'll end this on a little magic. So here's What's Love Got to Do with It, KJ and Brad, Season of the Twitch, Patrick Moffat, Monkey, 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 Robert Berg. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope I'm enjoying my vacation. I hope you've had a great summer. I'll be back here very soon with some changes to this show that I think you're going to like. Well, I hope you're going to like. I hope it helps encourage some more listeners. Until then, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this.
Understand why these reads all demand that I overreact. It's a razor that's nice and a toothbrush that's prized with a cheap contract. Still, I don't know how it's electrical. A close shave that's fine and clean teeth are a must. But oh, what's love got to do with it? Toiletries don't inspire such devotion. What's love got to do with it? No such affection, it's just shaving lotion.
Can you use that in a sentence? May I have the part of speech? Are there alternate pronunciations? And the language of origin, please. These kids are strange. They're so strange. I think they may have a major glitch. Is he spelling a word or scratching an itch? He's chewing his hair and coming unhitched. Ooh, must be the season of the twitch. Must be the season of the twitch, yeah. Must be the season of the twitch.
He's gonna pick three games this week. It is KG says Inky Geek. That's Jim for take the points at home.
He knows how to speak into a phone. A pic of him playing bocce ball with Al McRae and Dante Hall. Says bet the Chiefs to win it all. Navigating fatherhood with alcohol.
We need Johnny Walker Blue and some poo.
One, it is bad, and two, it is done with total confidence. Yeah.